Well, good morning. The time is 3 minutes after five on Monday, December 24th, Christmas Eve. And you are tuned to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey. Community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to a special edition of Classical Discoveries. I am your host, Marvin Rosen, and I'm sitting in today for both Elizabeth and Harold Ann Maud. Now, I will be with you next this Wednesday morning, December 26th, between 5 and 11 a.m., for a special program of music by Black composers in observance of Kwanzaa. Thank you so much for joining me today, and do hope you can join me Wednesday as well. Well, today's show is titled A Medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque Christmas, and I want to just say Merry Christmas to all of you who celebrate. I hope you all have a wonderful, joyous holiday. You were just listening to O Sacrum Convivium by English composer Peter Phillips, who lived from around 1560 until 1628, as performed by members of La Grande Chapelle, conducted by Albert Recasens. Well, in just minutes, we will be listening to works by Giuseppe Valentini and Heinrich Schütz. We will get to these compositions right after we turn our attention to music by the little-known Italian composer Pietro Verdina, who lived from around 1600 until 1643, and we listen now to his Christmas Vespers, as performed by Societas Incognitorum, conducted by Eduard Tomaszczyk. We listen now to Music for Christmas by Pietro Verdina.
Thank you. visita in omnes voluntates Seniam.
Confessio et magnificentia.
Justitia meius canet in saeculum saeculi.
Memoriam facit mirabilium suor. Misericor sed miserator Dominus escondedit in pentibus sed.
Memoriam in saeculum testamenti sui.
Virtuter toperis
omnus in nome
Sin terra, sin terra, sin terra.
Facile, sterile,
were just listening to the Christmas Vespers by the little-known Italian composer Pietro Verdina, who lived from around 1600 until 1643. In our performance, you heard members of Societas Incognitorum. Eduard Tomaszczyk was the conductor. Once again, you were just listening to the Christmas Vespers by Pietro Verdina. We are going to proceed now to some instrumental music by another little-known Italian composer. Giuseppe Valentini lived from 1681 until 1753 and was a violinist, painter, poet, and composer. He is known today chiefly as a composer of instrumental music, and we will hear his Christmas Sinfonia, Opus 1, Number 12, as performed by the Northwest Chamber Orchestra of Seattle, conducted by Alan Francis. This is music of Giuseppe Valentini. Music by Italian composer Giuseppe Valentini, who lived from 1681 until 1753, and that was his Christmas Sinfonia, Opus 1, Number 12, as performed by the Northwest Chamber Orchestra of Seattle, conducted by Alan Francis. Well, I would like you to know that you can visit my website if you want more detailed information about any of the selections played today on this early music edition of Classical Discoveries. The address of my site is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. The detailed playlist, as well as the MP3 audio sound files for today's program, will be posted on my website by this evening. Also, if you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me directly at marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Again, that's marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org.
Oh,
You were just listening to Hodie Christus Natus Est by Dutch composer Jan Pieterszoon Sweelinck, who lived from 1562 until 1621. In our performance, Harry Christophers conducted members of the 16. Our next selection of early Christmas music is by German composer Heinrich Schütz, who lived from 1585 until 1672. Now, he is generally considered to be the most important German composer before Johann Sebastian Bach, and we are going to listen now to a selection from a wonderful Harmonia Mundi CD titled A Christmas Collection. From this recording, we listen to the Magnificat by Heinrich Schütz, which was composed most likely around 1610. In our performance, we hear the choir and orchestra of the Academy of Ancient Music, conducted by Paul Goodwin. We listen now to the Magnificat of Heinrich Schütz.
Thank you.
music by the great German composer Heinrich Schütz, who lived from 1585 until 1672. And that was his Magnificat, which was composed around 1610. In our performance, you heard the choir and orchestra of the Academy of Ancient Music, conducted by Paul Goodwin, and that was from a Harmonia Mundi compact disc titled A Christmas Collection. The time is 5:52, and we are going to conclude the first hour of today's program with a selection by the Italian nun and composer Bianca Maria Medda, who lived from around 1665 until around 1700. Now, she was a Benedictine nun at the convent of San Martino del Leano in Pavia and published only one work, a collection of motets. From this collection, we hear the motet, Spirate Vos Zefiri, for the Blessed Virgin. In our performance, we hear members of Cappella Artemisia, conducted by Candace Smith. This is music by the Italian nun and composer, Bianca Maria Medda.
Spirate Vos Forza Thank you. Scintillate, 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 scintillate,